Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My son, who records this program, has been a landlord for years, so he can tell you stories of responsible tenants and stories of renters who refuse to pay and refuse to move. Stories of banned substances and of mothers showing up to clean the house for their adult children. Thank you, Mom! Perhaps the greatest challenge facing a landlord is collecting cash. How much grace do you show? How hard do you push? How soon do you push them out? Well, here are some actual excuses made by tenants who couldn't pay their rent. With my daughter's graduation, our new boat, and our trip to Europe, we're a little strapped for cash. Oh, wow. I didn't pay the rent because I'm saving up to move. We're short on money, but don't worry, we'll pay. The artist messed up, and my wife's getting a refund on her tattoo. I would have paid the rent, but I thought I needed it more than you. My son is in law school, so I think you should back off a little about the rent. I can't pay this month's rent because my grandfather died. The landlord said he died again? That's the third time this year. More renter excuses. We have the money, but the bank won't let us have it. I was on holidays overseas for 2 weeks, so why should I have to pay rent when I wasn't even there? One landlord discovered that his tenants were selling off his furniture and appliances to pay their rent. He couldn't evict them fast enough. Sometimes being a landlord is no laughing matter. A friend of ours told us how a tenant trashed his basement. The tenant refused to leave and wanted his damage deposit back. I'm too old to deal with this, he said. Trust me, I'll be screening my next renter very carefully. I suppose this rule should apply to our minds as well. Our heads are for rent, you might say. Thoughts we allow to take up residence are building blocks of a life. I woke up one morning singing a song I hadn't heard since 1978. The love of my life is my best friend's wife, and I just don't know what I'll do about it. And I thought, I do know what to do about it. Evict that thought. Love my wife. And then I thought, I only have so many brain cells. Why did I use some of them up for that song? What inhabits our minds determines the course of our lives. We need to dislodge, expel, and banish certain thoughts. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Wrong thinking leads to wrong feeling, and before long the heart and mind are pulled apart and we are strangled by worry." And, I would add, a host of other maladies. 2 Corinthians 10:5 bids us bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds." J.B. Phillips put it this way, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold your minds from within, so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity." When we make time to meditate on Scripture, pray, and hang out with godly people, our minds are nourished by things true, honorable, pure, and lovely, things that help us reflect the heart of God, and his peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, examine your thoughts today. Does a thought rob your peace, bring shame, anxiety, bitterness, worry? Evict it, would you? Replace it with truth. Have the conviction to carry out an eviction. It might smart a little bit at first, but send those old thoughts a packing. No more excuses. Speaking of which, a guy told his landlord, "I wanted to pay the rent, but I was in a coma."
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.